That's right. We bring the boom to you. It's a WIP afternoon show. This would be a good Schwarber walk-up song.
Dude, Schwarber does need this as his walk-up song.
Oh, my
song.
God. It would be huge. Oh,
this would be classic.
So, does
I wonder
he
if he knows that yet.
So, I was doing some reading about Schwarber beforehand, and I know he uses that Bone Thugs song here, and he'll use Cult of Personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But does he ever use No Diggity here? Because he used it in Chicago. He used to use No Diggity in Chicago.
He did?
Yeah, the Blackstreet song.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Jack doesn't even know what
No
Diggity
idea what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, he used No Diggity there. Yeah. He did use No Diggity there. Yeah, so I had a lot
Bone
of
Bone Thugs and Harmony is an Ohio group.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Cleveland.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. No, yeah. That's great. That's good.
It ties in. Yes, it all ties in.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm glad it does. Is Cult of Personality, are they an Ohio group?
No, I'm
Living
just,
Color, I don't think so. I don't think they're an Ohio group.
I have no idea, but I will say this. Most guys from Ohio are proud to be from Ohio.
Ohio, yep.
Okay.
So, here you go.
Except for Hugh.
So,
except for Hugh. Yeah, he thinks he's
he
from Georgia.
He didn't even know he was from Ohio.
He acts like he's from Georgia.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the state of Ohio says about Hugh?
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Aw.
Burn that clip, man.
Yeah, that is. I feel bad of all the clips we play. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewel. And thank you, Kyle Schwarber, for coming on the show, by the way. He really is. I didn't know what to expect from Schwarber when I got back here, especially when I saw guys hitting the .187 leading off. But we didn't get a chance to ask him. But he hit .250 this year.
I know. Hit over 300 against lefties.
It's incredible. Yes. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win. 94WIP.com/Mark's. Do you hope or expect the Eagles to win on Sunday? What do you think the percentages are, Ike, with hope and expect?
Oh, this fan base is smart. They're going with hope. And I'm going to say let's go 67%.
61%.
Damn.
This is close enough. This is ridiculous. They are favored! Expect more.
I don't know why they're favored.
I don't know why they're favored.
Three things happen, they win this football game.
Okay.
One, the defense doesn't implode.
Right.
If we get a reasonable effort.
Anything close to what they did last week.
70% of what we got last week.
Yeah.
Two, Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over. Three, Kellen Moore uses some sort of his brain and not just approaches this game differently from a play calling perspective, but from a schematic perspective. I wanted him at the NovaCare facility for 48 straight hours, writing things down, teaching players, all that sort of stuff, and then win the game. And then there's Jack over here who wants them to rest Lane Johnson if he can play, rest A.J. Brown if he can play. Anybody else they want to
manage
to give,
Saquon.
Manage Saquon. This is a team.
We don't ride Saquon.
Why?
They're
trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yes. So win every game you can.
You're so obsessed with this. Win every game. Like, some point you have to be smart. It is week 4. He has a hamstring injury. By the way, they're dealing with a hurricane down there. It might be a sloppy field. I want to put AJ out there on a bum hamstring.
Wait a minute. The last day it would have rained in Tampa would have been Friday.
What do you know
the
about
games
rain?
On Sunday?
I will talk to Tornado about it.
Yeah.
No.
When did you become the
Tornado?
Guy?
But look, Tornado was giving us weather in a dome last week.
That was unique. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Unique's a kind word.
Yeah, it is. Corey and Columbus, the Vince Coleman of the WIP Afternoon Show, leading us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Another Ohio guy, you know.
Yeah, another Ohio guy.
You know me. I'm not like Jack and OG. You know, I don't really brag about my sports career like that. You know, but I ain't gonna put this out there. But
two guys that shouldn't be bragging about their sports career, by the way.
I might be one of the reasons why Kyle Schwarber chose baseball, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Y'all playing against each other in high school?
Hey man, and Kyle Schwarber, you my age. You wearing this old jersey when you was a kid. Carson Palmer, you was a Ted Johnson Carson Palmer.
No, he's not that young.
You said, what?
He's not that young.
He's like
Kyle Schwarber, only 20 or 30 years old.
How old is
30? Yeah, 31. I think he is.
Well, yeah, Chad Johnson played when I played. He's not that young.
Like, how old you think people was when you ate when you played? How old you think a 30-year-old when you played?
How old would a 30-year-old be when I played?
It's like Jack 30. 30.
It would have been 14.
I guess you're right. Yeah, you'd be like 10 or 12 years old, I guess. Yeah, you're
old
right.
Enough. Old
you're
enough. Right. Yeah.
You're right. Well, hold on, man. He just loves. He's a throwback jersey. Icky Woods. That's all.
Yeah, that was a clean jersey, though. That was a clean jersey. But, yeah, Kyle Horsweber, an Ohio legend, Ike Reese. You, I don't know what's wrong with this dude, but, you know.
Does she do anything for us?
Stop.
He's from the great state of Ohio. But listen, let's get on
Mike
the,
Schmidt.
The point at hand.
Right, yeah, the point at hand. I can count on you today. Corey, I feel like we're going to be on the same page today.
Listen, I don't know what with this dude behind the glass. I thought he talking about I'm a man's man and all that. This dude sounds scared. This ain't baseball. This ain't baseball. You don't get no day. This ain't Joel Embiid getting rest. We playing, baby. A.J. Brown. Hey, man. Everybody want to show up. Everybody want to talk about Jalen's record versus the Buccaneers. Hey, what's his record when A.J. Brown played with him? 1-0, baby, about to be 2-0. I expect them to win. Whenever number one step on the field, I expect to get a W because that's all he do is step on the field. Everybody want to talk about a QB winning ain't a QB stat. It ain't a QB stat until he lose, right?
I don't put losses on. Yeah, I don't do that. No.
No.
That doesn't, because win-loss doesn't determine how he truly played in the game.
Listen, that's why you get draft a quarterback. You draft a quarterback to win, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep saying this, like the whole win-loss thing. I'm going to stand on this. One person we ain't proud of to be from Ohio is LeBron James. He's the reason why this losing started. Ain't nobody. Only reason you wanted to win games. That's the only reason. As long as we. This dude came around, getting all these stats, all these excuses, playing with all these players, and all of a sudden, losing was okay as long as you played good. That ain't never been nothing we grew up with start until this dude came around. We expected to win on Sunday. We're going to get the W. A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Michael Jordan at the helm. W, baby. Go Birds!
See, I knew I could count on Corey. You cowards. You cowards, okay with 2-2 going into the bye. We're favored on Sunday. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone this week. Now, I was relieved they got the Saints win, that at worst we would go into the bye 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the
you
idea.
The Friday, you want the win.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, and I've been, I don't watch and study all these other teams all day long.
Unreal.
But just the more that we talk to people about the Bucks, the less worried about them that I am. They are a real football team. It's not like we're going in there playing the Carolina Panthers or something, but they're also not even close to the elite of the NFL. And if this is a team, by the way, that we all talked about being a contender in the NFC and representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. You can't talk about going into Tampa in a game that you're favored because you're missing a couple of wide receivers and saying that you can't win the game. This is or that it's not important that you win the game. That's okay that they lose the game. I'm telling you, we get a good game out of Kellen Moore. We get a non-turnover game out of Jalen Hurts, and we get an acceptable game out of defense. This is a win. Do you expect the Eagles will win on Sunday, or do you hope that they'll win on Sunday? 215-592-9494. Rocco from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Well, I was listening yesterday, and I realized that they were divvying up callers between the morning show and the afternoon show. So I guess I have to call in to give my allegiance to the afternoon show.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, listen, the camera won't recognize me for all the years that I called into the show. So, yes, what? Screw him and the horse.
He's a loser.
Saying the phrase Dirty 30 is not a bad word in the WIP afternoon show. We are proud of the history
besides
of this radio
Kenny.
Station. Yeah, Kenny, because
well,
he wasn't actually in the Dirty 30, but you were.
Yes, I was there, and I've been there since day one, and I appreciate that you appreciate me. But I'm an Eagles fan. I expect them to win every week. I don't care who the opponent is. I, in my heart of hearts, want to feel that we have a chance to win every single game. Now, I'm not a gambler. I don't have an account on DraftKings or any of those.
FanDuel.
So I have that liberty to just be a fan and just cheer my team. Okay, now, I get it. But did you guys see what happened to Tampa Bay last week? Seven sacks. Seven
sacks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know we are elite at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, how many sacks do we have this year?
No. Wait a minute.
Two.
We have a lot of hurries. And if Jalen Carter, if Jalen Carter plays the same game he played last week, this team will dominate. I'm telling you, on defense last week, he single-handedly put that defense on his back, and he said, "Let's go, guys. We're going up against the best and most explosive offense in the league, and we're going to stop them. We're going to shut them down."
I'm not even as concerned about the defense. I think it's Slay playing. Slay is playing, right?
Yes. He played all week. He was full participant all week.
Yeah, so I'm not as concerned about the defense as much as I am the offense. Todd Bowles has did a number on us, although we played better versus the blitz, so I feel sort of confident in going in here to have something to counter what Todd Bowles does. But I'll say this, Rocco. Listen, Spike's doing a good job because I'm starting to lean towards him, but I still need to see who's available. I'm not doing the whole, no matter who's playing, they should win. I can't get behind that. If you don't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith out there, I don't know how you can say you should go on the road and win.
Well, that's the other half of my argument.
Okay.
So on offense, you got to ride Saquon. This isn't load management.
Yeah.
This is not load management. He is the best running back in the league right now. We have a great offensive line. We have the best offensive coach in the history of our franchise.
What?
You utilize and you...
Wait, who's the best offensive coach in the history of the franchise?
Our offensive line coach.
Offensive line coach.
I'm sorry. I flipped off. Offensive line coach. No.
Yeah, we almost had to ban you from the show, Ragod.
Not coordinator. Offensive line coach.
Okay.
So the offensive line. I was talking about the offensive line. Offensive line coach. All right. So he will find a way to get those holes open. He will find a way that Saquon gets his yards.
Yep.
Now, you have a very, very competent tight end. He's going to be double-teamed right off the line.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be open on the wideouts. Somebody.
Thank you for the call, Rocco. I'm not even worried about I know wideouts are important. But and then the other thing.
You don't win with just a tight end.
No. Well, you get two tight ends.
We do?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Calcaterra.
Calcaterra is the other tight end.
What has he done?
No, here's...
He got blown up on Sunday, by the way. Did you see that?
Yes.
He got absolutely ran over.
Well, and here's the other thing. I know you're going to say it always comes back to this for you, but if I'm talking about having two running back sets and two tight end sets and concentrating on the run game and dominating that way, there's one other thing I want to see a lot on Sunday.
What you want to see?
I want to see Jalen Hurts
QB
under
runs.
Center. I want to see him
under center.
I want to give...
Well, you know we're not going to see Jalen.
Well, if he's just handing the ball off, I want to give Saquon Barkley the best chance to succeed, because I can tell you this, if we line up with three wide receivers in the shotgun and say all we're going to do differently is run more plays for Saquon, we're not going to win. You saw what we did to New Orleans last week, and they have a great running back, and they had run all over everybody. But when the other team knows that you're going to do that, it becomes much more difficult, and you have to scheme for that. So this is not just about running the same exact plays and Jalen deciding to give it to Saquon rather than keeping it himself on an RPO. The offense has to look different this week.
That's what will be interesting with Kellen Moore. We didn't get as much motion last week as we had gotten the previous 2 weeks, like the pre-snap motion and all that stuff with play designs. And I know every team is different, and you're not going to go into every game with the same game plan, but it will be interesting to see what Kellen Moore dials up this week. I wish I was fully confident that we can go down here and get this win. Only reason that I'm not, A, is because I don't know who's playing Sunday for the Eagles. And B, I got to be honest with you. I've liked some things Kellen Moore has done, but he still has left a little bit out there to be desired.
It hasn't felt unbelievable.
Yeah, I haven't gotten this feeling of I'm wowed by all these different things we're doing with the offense and how we're getting everyone involved. I haven't seen that yet with the offense.
You know, I'm actually interested to talk to Jaws at 4 and ask if it is realistic to say for them to do what I'm saying them to do, right? In training camp, they probably worked on, you know, 12 and 21 personnel, almost none, because Kellen Moore is a three wide receiver guy generally. But I'm curious to ask Jaws, is this something that you can implement in a week? If this is an unrealistic thing to say, hey, we're going to play a little bit differently, because it's still football,
right? I think they can.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think they can, Shane Steichen did in 2021. We went from when Nick calling plays, by the time, was it Vegas, the last game we lost to go to 2-5?
Yeah.
And then we became Newt Rockne and the Wishbone. Like, we started doing that for the rest of the season.
Doesn't Derek Carr went 90% completion against us?
Well, I mean, after that, we changed our offensive philosophy. Well, so he did. Was it a bye week?
Maybe. I think so.
Well, I don't know if it was a bye
week. Well, how about even Doug and Foles? That was
took
a huge
a couple
change.
Weeks,
it, it did take him a couple weeks, but that was something that they changed. I mean, they didn't change the entire offense, but the amount
they
of RPO they ran.
That he was comfortable with. No, you're exactly right.
All right, coming up next.
Foles played under center.
Yes, did play under center because he's a quarterback, and that's what quarterbacks do. So coming up next, you know, we have Elliott Shore Parks, but here's something we have not talked about yet that I think is a really interesting question. There was a report out of New York today from Rich Cimini, who is a Jets beat reporter, that Hassan Reddick would welcome a return to Philadelphia.
Yes.
What? Who is that?
That's Howie.
Oh, okay. I'm curious whether Elliott thinks that is realistic. I know Elliott's been talking about getting Bryce Huff on the field more.
Yeah, let's leave that alone.
Yeah, but I'm curious to find out. So we will talk about a possible return of Hassan Reddick with Elliott Shore Parks next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.